You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.
Yeah.
So, you know, Jack, like we were talking to this morning about the Kendrick Lamar performance at the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I watched it.
Oh, have you seen it now, Madge?
Yes.
And what do you
think? It was art. It was art.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Absolutely.
It was really good, yeah. And it got a lot of stick, didn't it?
It got a lot of haters.
Is it because of him? Hey, Drake, I heard you like him young. That was the one bit that got me.
This is the thing. He ain't sued him yet. So what you yapping for?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think regardless of how the show went, they were always going to mock him anyway. These people.
Oh, they were going to find something, you know. They was going to jag him.
Yeah. Is that what we're calling it now?
Why do you think so?
I mean, Kendrick Lamar is the hope for the future. He's the true exemplary person. Excellence, black excellence, the real thing. He can't be real. He's got to be a little bad. He had to be at a freak off. Like, come on, guys. Like, that's how they're acting. It's terrible.
They're acting as if Serena Williams did something terrible. Like, everyone is sad for Drake, the man who likes a minor. Like, everyone is trying to defend him. I don't know why.
Because he is a very, very, very fragile ego, and he is the temperament of a miniature Diddy.
Well, that's exactly what I said, Jack. I think that he was potentially next in line, as it were.
Or I was just about to say, was he being groomed potentially to be the next Diddy?
Absolutely, honey. Let me tell you something. What do you mean, why? That boy is a party animal. You've never seen his appetite.
Yeah, but there's so many in that arena, let's say, that are party animals that have that kind of appetite.
Yeah, but
what's Drake's unique selling point? Why was he going to be potentially the successor to Diddy?
Because he has a penchant for meanness, and he understands colonizing. You know, he understands how to be that guy to get in it. Like, people keep forgetting. Just like Kendrick is an artist who happens to be an exceptional rapper, right? Drake is an actor who knows how to act like an exceptional rapper. You see what I'm saying?
So he's a sociopath?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Okay, fair enough. And the whole thing with Kendrick Lamar and the halftime show, I've seen a little bit of it. And in all honesty, I don't know why people are essentially losing their tits over it all. Because what were you to expect? A Beyonce kind of spectacle? That's not the kind of artist that he is.
There was no ass.
Right. And there's
no titties. No titties. There was very little skin. People were dressed. And they were dancing. They were dancing.
Yeah. It seems to be that with Kendrick Lamar, I'll be very honest, I'm not really familiar with any of his music or anything like that. I'm familiar with his name and who he is, of course, and all that. But over here, Kendrick Lamar really isn't that famous, if that makes sense. We know of him, but that's it.
Do you know what Kendrick Lamar is like for us that you would probably understand?
Go on.
The Cranberries.
I get that.
Yeah. Do you remember the Cranberries?
Oh, God, yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
The Cranberries, especially Linger. Oh, my God.
That's the first song that came to my mind when he said Cranberries. And now Dolores has passed on as well.
Yeah, but see, that's the kind of vibe that's the best way I would explain it for you. He would be like what the Cranberries were like for me. I can't tell you all of their catalog, but I know they're kick-ass. They had some great stuff, but you feel the resonance in their music. It just leaves an impression.
Mm. And I get that. And this is the thing. I think people are kind of riding on Kendrick Lamar right now because he didn't have the full-on spectacle of, like, the trumpets and the fireworks and the big lights and all this lot. He went down to basics, and it was all about substance rather than the spectacle, which I actually respect.
Wasn't that amazing?
For Kendrick Lamar to actually do.
That's what I was saying earlier on, Steph, when we were talking about it, is that there was no real pomp and parade, as we would say over here.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It was all very, very, very simple, but yet really effective. And the most effective part of it all, number one, you had Samuel L. Jackson.
Yes.
Playing Uncle Sam. It was brilliant.
Playing Uncle Sam. Then you had Serena Williams.
Why do you think they took a black man to pay Uncle Sam?
The Uncle Sam thing comes from Drake calling out Kendrick Lamar, saying, like, you're going to get your uncle involved or something like that. And then it started with him going, I'm Uncle Sam on obviously the show. And it was just a constant dig at Drake.
Yeah, but it goes even further than that, because if you know the legacy of Kendrick Lamar, even dating all the way back to Mad Kid, Mad City, you know, Kendrick has been preaching about the evils of Lucy.
Lucy, she's using a short word for the
LC.
Yeah.
Mm. And let's not forget.
For the stupid little British girl in the room here. That's gone right over my head. What does this mean?
One of the bloodline people. I'm going to put it to you this way. Irv Gotti and Drake were considered pets too.
Okay.
Oh.
Right. Thanks.
I'm going to put it to you this way. Lucy, right, in your Pow Pow Grange.
Should I say it in pig Latin?
That's mostly a royal
Oofin lay range gay. Oofin lay.
It's too late for this shit.
Listen, look at the screen, my love. Look at the screen.
Okay.
did I get it okay in the pig Latin? I was trying to really bring it home.
Are we talking about LSD or Lucifer?
Was I the only one that got what she was saying?
I said the Lucy in your Papal Grange, yeah, I was working it, you know. I'm sitting over. Come on,
he's
man.
He's an actual person, right? Okay.
Yeah. He's a bloodline.
is a, yeah. Yeah. Oh, you thought we were talking about a cartoon
this
character.
Was called for something. Are we having fun yet?
I actually whipped out Big Latinus. You didn't miss it. Ooh, yay, oh, nay.
Like when you were saying Pig Latin, I thought Lucian Grange was like,
oh my god, you
why did you think Google Lucian Grange Pig Latin?
That's that, Steph, that's his full name.
Even though he's a pig, all right, we're good.
Yeah. You know, little Aubrey has spent a lot of quality time with this man. And this is also the man that couldn't convince the diddler not to go after Diageo. Because he tried to warn the diddler about reaching too high. And old Lucy keeps his promises. Yeah, him and Drake were very close.
But Lucy didn't come true because even nobody can stop Kendrick. Kendrick is not part of the game, and yet he is destroying someone that is clearly
the game.
A con. Exactly.
Kind of like what I'm doing with media.
Exactly.
See, when you get to step outside of it, you understand how it works. But you don't have to be affected by what they're affected by. Mm-hmm. But sometimes all you really need to do is just know where the fire alarm is and know exactly when to cut off the lights and when to pull it.
The way that you all are speaking, it seems like potentially it's only a matter of time until Drake potentially gets caught up on all of this legally.
Oh, honey, why do you think his ex was crip walking?
That's it. That's the whole point.
Hang on. Crip walking meaning.
Oh, God, okay. Here we go.
Serena Williams is Drake's ex.
Okay.
And she was on the spectacle with Kendrick Lamar doing a type of dance.
Yeah. It's a special dance for gangsters.
Yeah, I see that right here. But are you meaning the actual dance, or do you mean that Drake?
The dance, the C-walk,
It's called a crip walk. It's called a
crip walk.
I see it.
Straight cripping.
Okay.
See, we're trying to teach Maggie, because Maggie is our honorary crip in Quebec. She looks great in blue, and, gangster name.
I'm a Canadian.
Yeah, we're going Crips Incorporated. And see, Maggie, her street handle is Mad G.
That sounds cool, actually, for Maggie. Yeah, I like that.
Mad G. Yeah, and she's the black owl. And she doesn't say who, she asks why. So I love her. You know what I mean? So we're going to teach... We're gonna teach Maggie how to see walk. So just in case any of them suckers pop out on her, she can just dance.
Aww. That's
now
nice.
That I'm looking at the Diageo thing, it's funny. Uh-huh. That company was named in Kanye West Rent.
Who saw
Kanye West tweet storm? That thing was...
I seen them getting kicked out of Shopify. Like, it takes a lot to get a Canadian company to turn their back on you. Like, you really gotta be hurting people's feelings to get a Canadian to say, I'll pass.
Listen, he went from I'm God to I am a Nazi to free Diddy. But what he said about freeing Diddy was interesting because he said, I don't care about Diddy. I want to know who is the person taking down the black muggle. Who gives a shit about Diddy?
Yeah.
What do you think about that? I thought it was interesting.
I thought it was just as telling as him admitting to everybody that he knows that they sacrificed his mom and the doctor's still walking around and ain't nobody done nothing.
Because this is something that's just popped in my head right now, and I'm getting kind of shivers down my spine on this one.
Kanye MK Ultra and he's 2 feet down. I don't, you know, you got to keep. He lived with the Kardashians. He survived. He's like a relic from an Indiana Jones movie. I don't think people get it. Like,
but I think it might be more than that, potentially. I'm getting the wrong end of the stick. I mean, he's saying what he's saying, some of which I just cannot condone or agree with whatsoever, okay? Freedom of speech,
who could condone kicking out $1.8, almost $2 million to buy a commercial at the biggest show in the world just to route people to go and buy something that makes them want to vomit the second that they show up?
Well, this is what I wanted to get on to in a way next, in terms of his state of mind and what he's doing in the way that he is at the moment. I wonder if, yeah, he's a perpetrator of such, but that he's also a victim.
Oh, he's definitely a victim, but mostly just a fashion. You know, I really think.
Well, we're talking about, what's his name? The man with the woman, Marsha. Something, the woman for the big heritage from the big family that had a baby for him, her fourth baby.
Oh, you're talking about Megan Walsh and Trotta, who was best friends with Kanye, very influential in his early fashion years. And from what Megan Walsh had to say, also Kanye West's lover. I mean, I'm not surprised, especially not after that rant when he was on Twitter. You know, he's really had a lot of bad moments on Twitter. But when he was coming on to his ex-girlfriend Amber Rose, baby daddy, Wiz Khalifa, Diddy style. And he's telling how sexy he was and how he wished he had his body. You know what I mean? You know, it was given very, if you want my body and you think I'm sexy, come on, baby, let me know. And it was weird.
I think we need Sean to sing that.
Yeah. I'm too sexy for my mirth. Too sexy for my mirth.
That's another 2 week ban.
I'm telling you, I just don't see how Kanye thinks he's gonna distract his way out of his own lawsuit. The problem is I really think there are days when he wakes up and he's himself, and then that MK switch in and then it just go left. I mean, he lived with the Kardashians. These people put him in hospitals. They gave him all kinds of stuff. I mean, look at what they did to Lamar Odom. How many times they almost killed him? Like 6, 7. He kept coming back. They even took him down there to Vegas and left him with the prostitutes. And they couldn't take him down. They thought he was out. He's up. I don't know. I mean, it got so deep he had to run away to China. And now look at him. He's crawling back. Why would you go back? Don't go into the light. Carol Ann.
What do you think the Kardashians do to them?
What do you mean? They got all these people doing all this weird science and stuff. They probably got microchip or something in somebody's mind. You know, just like when Tom Brady would get the losing and then they hit that Brady switch and then he just turned into a touchdown machine. I feel the same way about every time Beyonce done fell. She done fell, and then she popped right up in less than 15 seconds, like the reanimated man, shaking her head like, will you sit down, ma'am? You just fell. You could have injury.
Did you see that she lost 8 million subscribers?
Yeah, and there'll be more. Didn't I say that? Didn't I say she was losing and gonna keep on? Don't nobody listen to me.
No, yeah, I think they listen to you very closely, Jack. That's the difference. Is they try to pretend that they don't listen to you.
Yeah, can anyone listen to our music the same? Every time I hear Beyonce, we went to a kids' play centre earlier and they're Beyonce playing. I said to Sean, I can't even listen to her anymore. It's just...
When you listen to the lyrics, why is her lyrics being played around children? The stuff, like when I think about that song, Cuff It, and they got to say at least 80 times, we going to F up the night, we going to get it effed up, and we going to get wasted, and we going to go missing, and we, this is fun. And but the thing that I think about it, when I first heard the song, because I don't listen to the radio, I know what they're doing in people's minds with it, but when I saw it on TikTok, it was Kim's girls and Quincy, and they were doing a TikTok video, and they were dancing to that Cuff It business. And I'm sitting there thinking to myself, all of these children are watching these kids who they grew up watching, and they're sitting there and they're dancing along. Meanwhile, if you go through the lyrics of the song, it sounds like a preamble to a freak out.
Don't get me speaking about kids, because whenever I speak about kids, I always get trashed somewhere.
I don't know why, Murph. You know, listen to me. Let them throw the tomatoes. Throw them back.
Exactly. But sincerely, I don't understand, because Kendrick Lamar doesn't seem like he sold his soul. And yet,
well, understand this. That's not true. Anybody who signs that contract, they got you. And people like Kendrick, who are intelligent and smart, started making plans early on to work their way out. The only difference between he and I is that he decided to save art. I decided to save people. Mm. What he's doing will save art. He's fighting for art to have a voice. And if people want to look at the crown on his head and not see the fact that he's literally sacrificing his entire career, his personal fame, to save art, to save hip-hop. It's hard to be a extremely intelligent person that's trying to reach people who aren't. You have to find a way to dumb it down enough to make sure they get it. That's not always easy, and it's not an exact science, because your average everyday mind is just not susceptible to brilliance. It's been trained to enjoy stupidity. There's no discipline. There's no imagination. So I love the fact that we have, huh?
Why do you think that they let him, whoever they are, that even Kanye was talking about, why do you think they let him go after Drake?
Because Drake was next in line. And he is the acceptable scapegoat at this time. Just like Diddy is the acceptable monster at this time. You know, people keep forgetting. Everyone thinks like, oh, you're trying to make it all the way to the top of the music business. You're going to be the guy. But then when you make it to the top, you realize the music business isn't the top. It's just another department in a much larger house. So once you get to the head of the department, you realize you got to make it to the top of the corporation. And then you make it to the top of the corporation and find out there's a voice from the ceiling that tells you and them what to do. See, the quest for the top is so seductive and elusive, because the truth is it's unobtainable. Because even if you did make it all the way to the top, you would find out that what they were really afraid of are the people. See, power is afraid of people. It uses people. It needs people. It feeds on people's energy. It routes it the way it wants it to go. But if power loses control of people, then people become the threat. And then what happens to power? All people have to do is say no. That's it. Collectively. United. See, that's what they work so hard to fight. That's why a troll's greatest mission, first and last, is no matter what, on the way in, on the way out, create division, create division, create division. Separate them up. Survival of the fittest. Only the strong will survive. You got to win. That's the game. Keeping people in that mindset, keeping that metronome going and making sure society sways to the rhythm.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at COTA.com/trip planner.
Well, it's like I've been saying on Maggie's streams a lot when I've been coming in. There always seems to be at the moment some kind of drama within the community with those that have come together against the whole, you know, Diddy situation against Diddy. And it's like, well, hang on a minute. Screw that drama. Let go of that. Forget that. I remember why we all came together in the first place. It was, you know, the absolute horror finding out what Diddy has actually done and all of us coming together to make sure that the truth comes out of what we know so far and any future truth comes out. Anyone that's trying to create drama in the community to try and cause this kind of division, don't bother. Don't listen to them. Run away as fast as possible from them and remember why you came here in the first place and don't lose sight of it. That happens in a lot of communities. I saw that when, you know, Andy and I were part of the forefront of the Justice for Johnny Depp situation. You know, the Snyder cult back in the day. My goodness, we're going way, way back there. It happens to a lot of communities. And so, yeah, I've seen it here as well with this whole Diddy situation, Diddy community. I mean, I see this title here on Maggie's stream, The Truth About Maggie's Role in Sean Atwood and Jaguar Wright's Relationship. I mean, if there's any confusion in the community, then fair enough. It's always good to be transparent and open and truthful about what's happening, whatever that may be. But really, we should all be getting together and, you know, having a stream or doing a video talking about the Diddy case. You know, what are the things that we can find out about it? What's the truth of the matter? What we know, what we don't know, what we hope to find out, what we expect from the upcoming trial that's going to come. It's going to come around quicker than anyone realizes. My goodness, we're already nearly halfway through February.
That's the point. That's the point for all of these distractions. Because they're still hoping on a Hail Mary. And as long as they can strike us, as long as they can divide us, as long as they can force us to remove content, as long as they can demonetize videos, as long as they can reroute the flow of algorithms, they still believe they have a chance.
And I think what they're trying to do is they're trying to stop essentially the equivalent of a Justice for Johnny Depp movement. They don't want that to happen at the Diddy case. That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to stop that momentum. happening, where there's a repeat of that on the internet, in the internet community, but against Diddy. And we need to be smarter enough and savvier enough to turn around and say, get fucking bent. Not a chance. Piss off, you cowbags. We remember why we're here. It's to get to the truth of the matter when it comes to the Diddy case and justice for the Diddy victims, wherever they are in the world. It's as simple as that. All this division and drama BS is just, this is just white noise. It's wasting everyone's time.
You're right there, Steph. But the thing is, these monsters are dropping signs any way they can. Now, we've seen Jay-Z's lovely hint at the Super Bowl as well. If anyone didn't see that, then hello there. how much, and I wanted to speak to you about this, Jag, how much of a massive FU to everything going on was Jay-Z doing that?
As far as to what extent, because I have to be careful.
Yeah. I mean, there's this big news that's allegedly, we'll have to say, going to be dropping with Jay-Z getting caught up real bad. Something's going to come out.
Yeah, that's coming.
At the Super Bowl, plain as day, just doesn't give a hoot.
I know. And guess what? Neither did Kendrick Lamar when he created those formations to say, I see you. And now they do too. There was a lot that was going on, even down to the shirt that he was wearing. Keep these people away from me.
This is going to be proper nerdy here, but you know, it's my name. It's kind of like in my head, I see the Lord of the Rings and I see the Eye of Sauron, and it's now pointing, it's looking at Kendrick Lamar.
Yes, I love that.
That's the image that I've got in my head right now. And that Kendrick Lamar is actually wanting that to happen. And he's done that on purpose.
He's created a standoff almost.
Yeah.
Now we'll see who stands when the smoke clears.
But what do you think about this, Jag, right? What do you think about them, the NFL, allowing Kendrick to do that, knowing that Jay-Z was going to be there and knowing that, you know, do you think that that was a signal to Jay-Z as well?
I think they don't care. I don't think they care. And this is the thing, it's hard to get people to understand what apathy looks like on a true-born narcissist. It's like with a PDFer. They're not worried about their punishment. They're not even worried about getting caught. They're worried about how much fun they can have until they do. It's a different mindset.
I think it might run a little deeper than that, though, Jag. I get where you're coming from. The NFL at the moment, to the outside world, has kind of turned into the Taylor Swift show, especially when her man's team is playing, the Kansas Chiefs, I believe it is.
Yeah.
I think what they were trying to do is, with all the controversy surrounding Taylor Swift at the moment, with the whole Justin Baldoni, Blake Lively situation, that they're now trying to overshadow her by having Kendrick Lamar do the halftime the way that he did it. They wanted the whole discussion to be about Kendrick Lamar and his halftime show rather than really any discussion about Taylor Swift.
Tension. It's tension. Because if you blame Kendrick, as it stands right now, Kendrick is the blameless of all of them. Mm-hmm. If you put him in a lineup with every last one of these high-profile hip-hop figures, he is, without a doubt, milk bread. He's clean as driven snow compared to the rest of them.
Yep.
Yeah.
So it gave Jay-Z a way to use him as a body shield to block off some of the hate that was going to be coming from all of the deals that he broke. Because, see, there were deals in place, verbal agreements in the backdrop that a lot of people don't know about, and that's why there was a bunch of upset.
Not only that, it takes two different regions of hip-hop and it puts them at odds, because though the West Coast is very proud of Kendrick Lamar, the South feels very slighted because of Kendrick Lamar. See how that works? It's triangulation. It's triangulation, and it's a narcissistic tactic.
Do you know what the best part, and we spoke about this earlier on, Steph and Sean and Jen, but the best part of it was the red, white and blue dancers, right, all dressed in different colours, and then all coming together, having to come together to form the flag. And that was just a message that was sent out to, and that is the art. The message is that they're ripping communities apart and they all need to come together. Mm-hmm. Sorry, yeah. Jack. Sorry.
Oh, no, I was choking. I had to mute.
Oh, my God.
Are you okay, Jack?
Yeah, no, because, see, I was about to say spot on, Murph, and then I the wine got me. I was mid-sip. Oh, great job, Murph. Great job.
What are your thoughts on it, Sean? Now Sean's going to choke his walls
up. Do you want to make everyone choke?
you see that? It's a tactic. Oh, I see it now.
What aspect? There's been so many points raised. The Diageo thing always comes to mind with me, like Jag touched on earlier, whereby Diddy bumped heads with Diageo, tried to move up into that level of the club. Diageo is 10%, I think, almost owned by BlackRock. Diageo's market capitalization is £50 billion, which is $60+ billion. And then you've got 10% ownership by BlackRock. Who owns BlackRock? Jag was pointing out how it goes up, 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 up.
And then when you get up, there's just the voice that comes from the ceiling. You all work for me.
But what did you think about the dance? Like, what did you think it meant, the fact that he put the color of America? Do you think there was something? What was he trying to say?
I didn't read too deeply into it. I just loved seeing Samuel L. Jackson. One of Jen's favorite movies is Pulp Fiction, isn't it, Jen?
Yeah, favorite film. Hands down.
Yeah, when he's reading the Bible before he does his hits, it's great.
Get the gimp. Get the gimp.
Oh, the gimp. The gimp.
It's just so out there. Quentin Tarantino. But yeah, favorite. Quentin Tarantino, has he been outed as a bit bizarre?
I'm so sorry, everyone, but Steph is gonna leave soon.
Oh. I have to bounce, guys. It's coming up to midnight where I'm at. Like Sean said, it's a bit late where you are. Yes, it is. But, you know, when I'm free, I'll never miss an opportunity to come on Maggie's channel and chill out with you guys. So thank you so much for having me, Maggie. Murph, Sean, Jag, Jen, it's been a pleasure. Lovely to meet you, Jen. Sean, congratulations on Sons of Ecstasy, by the way. Oh, massive achievement, mate. Yeah. Congratulations on that. Hope to speak to you all again soon. Enjoy the rest of your stream. Love it. Thank you so much, guys. Yes, Maggie. Oh, sorry. Yes, Jack.
I want to let you know, if you should see it in a chat room, you and I are starting an anti-government de facto, allegedly, and I'm going to be coming with you, and we'll be moving to Belfast to take over the IRA. That's what the chatter has been lately.
Oh, my God.
remember.
Great reality TV show.
November.
Sean, hook us up with your contacts at HBO.
Well,
my God, yes.
The cranberries are going to put you guys up in Ireland, apparently.
Don't let it linger.
I'll start the preparations now. Appreciate you guys, and I'll see y'all later.
We love you.
Bye.
Goodbye, Steph. Love you.
Fantastic.
I love her. But
so
yeah,
do I.
No, I really don't. The dance move, I feel that it meant something, but I don't get it.
You know what?
Yeah.
That's the beautiful thing about art.
You don't have to get it.
I'll never forget the first time I went and saw a Picasso exhibit, and the blue period woke up for me. It really did. The color, the shapes, the colliding. You know, sometimes art is a great puzzle, and it's just waiting for you to figure it out for yourself.
I had the exact same feeling, Jag, when I saw Jen walk down the stairs with rollers in her hair.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
She's muted, like she's like.
I couldn't unmute quick enough. I couldn't unmute quick enough. You are sleeping in the bathtub tonight, mate. Stop packing.
You want to know what's awesome? She's the only woman that pulls off a bonnet, low key.
Oh my god!
Like me. I love it. I love that you're wearing a bonnet. They're always giving me crap about my bonnet, and you look fabulous.
Nah, Jen, you look so good. You look so good, Jen. Like, no lie. Like,
honestly, it's because I wear 200 grams of Secrets in my hair. And, they know a lot. And, yeah, I've got to keep them fresh. And then I don't like any noise at night. Like, well, I don't like hearing, like, creaks and stuff in the house because I get creeped out. So I've got headphones. I wear over the top like this. So I can listen to meditation music all night so I don't hear creaky house. Sorted.
I don't hear creaky ready. House. Like you're ready for war. I like that.
Yeah. I know. So it's perfect.
Already tonight we've had Pig Latin and Creaky House.
Creaky House, yeah. It's really honestly this house makes noises. It's yeah. Creaky house. So it is not haunted though.
Jen, you still look beautiful anyway. It doesn't matter what you're wearing.
You just got to own it, haven't you?
Yeah,
of course. I'm not putting on a full face of makeup at 10 o'clock at night.
You don't need to.
If you can't be your true authentic self, then who can you be? But now there we go. But yeah, this bonnet is, yeah, my dream. Sean wears, right, I'm just going to expose him tonight. So he wears.
Does he have a bonnet too?
Yes. So Sean wears. Pink one. It's like, I might go get it in a minute. It's really smelly because he never washes it. It's a really smelly, like fisherman's hat, like a woolly hat that he's had. God knows how many years, probably about 15 years, and he's never washed it. And he sleeps with it over his eyes. And I remember when I first met him, I was like, why are you wearing that weird hat to bed? And he said, oh, yes, it blocks the light out. I said, why don't you just wear like an eye mask like normal people instead of this weird old smelly hat?
You have some type of special memory, Sean?
Yes, prison. I blocked everything out with it in prison.
That makes so much sense.
Stops the cockroaches going in your ears.
I think we need to do a whole show, and the title should be Jen Reveals Secrets About Sean Atwood.
I will be so interested. Give me the deed.
Oh, there's so many. There's so many of his, yeah. Just weird habits. They're really bizarre. I don't know.
As long as he doesn't say, I am a Nazi, or he give you his heart, I think I will be fine with Sean.
There's plenty of things. Yeah. But no, he's also one of the most hair. Like, look at him now. He looks like an upside down face. But.
How gorgeous, Sean. That reminds me of when you had the banana.
Oh my god. He is the single-handedly the most hairiest man I've ever met. All over his body, it's disgusting. It's like a rug.
How much can you bet that I can find you a hairier man?
Do it. Like, it's disgusting. So mm-hmm. he once a month, I'd say, every sort of 3 to 4 weeks. He'll come in, he'll just look at me with this razor in his hand, like signaling it's time for the big shave, the grand shave. I'm like, oh, Sean, I've just cleaned up the bathroom. And I'm like, I don't really want to, you know, get hair all over the floor. And it's disgusting. And no. So
did you never think about doing, what is the name of that thing?
Waxing?
Waxing, yes, when you are in pain, like women do. Never thought about waxing?
I had laser hair removal on my back, and I had 4 sessions. I was supposed to have 10, and then the SWAT team came, so I didn't get to finish it. The woman who was doing it said to me, should we do your ass crack? And I jokingly said to her about the laser, I said, If I ever get arrested, that's my first line of defense. Let's leave that her there. And then next week, the bloody SWAT team came.
You were kind of interrupted.
I'm telling you, ain't nothing like sitting there all vulnerable like that. Exactly. You know, surprise.
I was going to say, Sean, if you had when you first started saying that you had laser hair removal surgery, I was going to say if it was on the top of your head, then it worked.
Shut up, Murph.
The only part of his body that has no hair is the top of his head.
Jen reminds me every week, my ideal man has a thick head of brown hair and he would have a rugby player bill. How did I end up with you?
You know what, Sean? That's I know what to send you for Christmas now. I'll find you a wig. I'll find you something. Don't worry about it. Yeah.
No, all they need to do is get Courtney's hat.
It's available on Temu for $20, people.
Yeah, go on ahead. Get you a roadkill special today.
Get the cane whilst you're at it as well. Get the cane.
Yeah.
Oh, have mercy. The Courtney Burgess special. That's what
you know. You know, they're not even talking anymore about the lawsuit against him and Ariel and News Nation.
Yeah, they're not talking about nothing.
They're not talking about nothing.
That was the point. To make sure everybody stopped talking about everything.
Perhaps his friends
silenced them.
I don't want to hear nothing about no Tupac.
And I wanted to ask you about this, Jag and Manji, about have you seen they're releasing all over social media the love letter that Tupac wrote from, I think it was New York jail, to Madonna, years ago.
Well, they did date for a short while.
Yeah. Hmm.
Madonna.
Oh, yeah, Madonna.
The funny thing is I don't think anybody bothered to pay attention to one very, very, very important thing. And when Kendrick was performing and Not Like Us came on, I got on the phone and I called up my good friend Demetrius Shipp Sr., who was actually friends with Tupac. And we were just talking and I'm like, you realize, like, this is like Pac for us. This is like Tupac doing the Super Bowl. Tupac never got a chance to do the Super Bowl when he was alive. And, you know, Kendrick has been carrying on that spirit for hip-hop. And we were just sitting there talking about, this is it. This is the moment. This is what it was all for. The sacrifices, you know, all of that. And I think people forget that there's a much realer life and a much bigger game being played in the backdrop. So for me, people like Courtney Burgess, he is anti-future because he's literally working very hard to keep this old way of doing things in place so that freedom doesn't, you know, get a chance to really have its say in its way. He can say that he hates Diddy all he wants. I don't think he cares either way. I think he's a bad actor with a bad toupee. And that's just that.
Did you see that Suge Knight did an interview not long ago saying that Tupac was violated in jail?
No.
I'm sorry, I was muted up and Odell was talking to me. What was that?
Suge Knight did an interview like this week. I forgot if it was with Vlad TV or like
really? Another.
Yeah, I'm saying that Tupac was violated. You can find it like really out.
You know, what I will say is Tupac was one of the first people in the industry that had the bravery to speak up regarding Quincy Jones when everyone else was standing by pretending like he was lying, just like they do with me.
What do you mean? What did he say?
I don't know. I don't even want to, like, I don't even entertain conversations about Pac being framed up in some kind of way. What I will say is Madonna went after Tupac at the height of his career. I remember when she went after Kendrick, too. It was just a couple years ago.
No.
It was like watching her do the same thing with that she did with Tupac all over again.
Really?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, she was hot on Kendrick Lamar's. They've been throwing witches at him. See, they started with a lesser witch. They started with Erykah Badu when she tried to mesmerize him with that "Bitch Don't Kill My Vibe" business. When they was at the Grammys and she tried to seduce him in his dressing room, and that's why they was late getting on stage to do the little remix. And he swatted away from her. And they said Madonna a few years back, she was trying to get all on him. Meanwhile, this man has been in a committed relationship with the mother of his children, Whitney, since they were in high school. And these witches seem to keep forgetting that. They want to suck his energy.
Moro Casino. American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of Coda's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use Coda Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on Coda. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
What did Tupac say about Quincy Jones?
That Quincy Jones had tried to get a little taste when he was dating his daughter, Keydotta, and he called him right out. And you can barely even find that interview anywhere anymore. It was out there. They've been scrubbing it actively for years. Quincy Jones, everybody know Quincy Jones was a... I would have to say that if you were to say that, just the simple fact that you say that Q was the original Diddy, it would piss off Q because he didn't like Diddy and he was a talented person. That in itself, just to be lumped up with Diddy at all, really got his goat and pissed him off. He was so snobby about that. I mean, that man did a lot of damage, but then again, so did Clive Davis. I think that's why a lot of these younger guys are having such a hard time accepting responsibility, because they watch these older guys get away with it, get old, die, and be famous forever, and they never had to deal with it. Why should they? You know, like all of this with Diddy being in jail, it really is moving the goalpost for these kids.
I suppose a lot of them are just happy they've not had to go through Diddy at this point.
I mean, how many really got a chance to avoid that?
Yeah.
Exactly.
not a lot of people got a chance to avoid Clive either. You know, it's systemic abuse, and it runs on a loop. Yeah, Madonna was banned from Africa because she illegally adopted that child. Yeah.
Wow.
So, Quincy, while his daughter was dating Tupac?
Yeah. Well, he was with Keydotta. Yeah. He's going to marry Keydotta. And Tupac said it very clearly in an interview that, you know, Quincy Jones wanted a moment. And Tupac said, I would tell you to suck my dick, but I think you like it. Get the hell away from me.
No, I'm joking. Exact words. I don't get down.
Those were his exact words, okay? I don't get down like that, which is pretty much what I said.
Wow. Hello, Dell.
Wait, let me move this over here.
I'm eating. Hey, y'all.
Now you eat.
What are you eating? You make me hungry.
It was on Art of Dialogue. Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody wants to talk about the past, because if you start talking about the past, then it's going to open up the door for everything. And I've been saying it. I'm going to keep on saying it until we start questioning these women and holding these women's feet to the fire. All of this is going to, if we really want to get to the bottom, if it's time for Mary J. Blige to be questioned, she shouldn't be on tour. She should be in an interrogation room.
Do you think that she would be named? Well, Suge did not say Pac got. Well, that's what I saw and that's what I heard. But whatever what you said, it was under Art of Dialogue, as you said. That's why you recognize the interview.
But once again.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, everybody likes to get in their feelings about Pac. But
yes.
The thing is, until we start talking to these women, as much as I hate to say it, I've never wished her any harm. I've only wished her well, because I thought what she did out of desperation when she was young and misguided. But until they question my cousin, Faith Evans, until they question Missy Elliott, they all know. Shoot, they could question Moni Love, for real. It's like I don't think anyone understands what this is like for me. I'm talking about people that I've known for 20, 30 years, people that I thought I knew, people that I thought really had value, had merit, had grit. And I'm watching these punks sit there, even now, silent. It's maddening to me. Because all Faith Evans has to do is tell the truth about what Puffy asked her to do to line up Biggie Smalls, and all of this will be over. And everyone will be held accountable. All it takes is for Mary J. Blige to tell the truth about what she knows about Aaliyah, and all of this will be over.
I think that's a massive part as well, is the whole Aaliyah story.
You think Mary J. Blige is aware?
Mary J. Blige admitted it and then tried to clean it up and then said she was afraid to speak because she knew she was going to be next. She said that on 106th and Park with Free, who is allegedly also one of Mr. Carter's baby's moms, even though she came out and said she wasn't just a couple of months ago when she got online first on social media after all these years not saying nothing. And then she going to sit up there and say, no, that's not true, with a smile on her face, and people believed it. It incenses me. Y'all should see a picture of Free's son. He looks like Ramir.
Why did he do what he did to Cassie White?
How afraid do you have to be? How terrifying are these people? I'll never challenge certain people because I care about them and I know what they've been through. But it hurts. It hurts that after all of these years, they're all still scared little girls. They all got to speak up. They all need to speak up. I really thought Mary would have spoken up for at least Cassie. And when she didn't, that's part of the reason why I have no doubt about that email that Tuff got talking about Mary diming out Kathy White and Kim Porter because Kim was trying to protect Kathy allegedly from both Diddy and Sean Carter. And now they're all gone. They're all dead.
Eve Gotti also is gone. They're all gone.
All of them. All of these women who died just trying to be honest and just trying to tell the truth.
Yeah, exactly.
Mary J. Minaj needs to stop running her mouth and people need to stop protecting her. And Curtis Periwinkle Jackson, you gonna keep pushing until I make that pig squeal. I guess he just doesn't want to talk about all of the people that he's used Mary to line up. You know, she a line up queen. She went to the Janice Combs finishing school for whores. They all disgust me. Because the truth is, people like Mary J. Blige really don't care what happens to anybody as long as it doesn't happen to her.
Did you see what they were saying about Liam Payne? They're trying to destroy his
character.
Yeah, Black Twitch boss. Same strategy.
Like Aaron Carter?
Like Aaron Carter.
The Aaron Carter.
What they
story,
do?
The Aaron Carter story is heart wrenching, man. And you could see the same thing in Liam Payne's eyes that Aaron Carter was going through as well.
Exactly. Why does nobody? Why are we refusing to connect dots that are right there in front of our faces?
Because over
and over and over again, I've been watching this process go on for 30 years. Yeah, Christina Aguilera been diddled. She was a Mickey Mouse chat. All of these kids are screwed up. I don't. If you grew up as a kid in the business, by the time you're 15, you have most likely been assaulted. If you come into the business as a teenager by your early 20s, you will most likely have been assaulted. If you come into the business as a grown woman, one of two things will happen. You will avoid being assaulted by turning your head and watching the other people that are, or you will end up being assaulted and being blackmailed and bribed and letting them make it. Like, it's disgusting how common it is.
And it's like listen, repeat with when those boy or those girls
over
on the
over and over.
And do you think that's what they want to do? Because we were talking about Wendy Williams earlier and what happened to her now that she cannot
talk.
They
finally got her. She started doing press to try to get the truth out there. Don Lemon lined her up. And that was all it took to go to the conservator and for the conservator to go to court.
I hate all that bullshit, right? When it comes to like conservatorship and stuff like that, right? Conservatorship is there for a reason. And if the person has come out of the other end of whatever their problem was, which Wendy allegedly, and you probably know more than I do, Jack, about it. But now Wendy is meant to be okay, but she's still under that same conservatorship.
Yeah, and she's gonna stay right there.
So sad. Apologies, guys. I'm going to have to get going because I've got an early start with getting Ziggy to nursery. But thank you, Maggie, for having me on. Pleasure to be back on with you both, Jag and Murph, and you, Sean. But thank you so much.
Are you looking at me with come-to-bed eyes right now, Jen?
No, absolutely not.
No, she's looking at you with stay-here eyes.
You know what? You stay on.
It's got midnight here, Murph. What part of England are you in?
You're owls, night owls. I'm a sparrow. Honestly, I'm.
Yeah. He said, "I'm a sparrow."
I'm a sparrow, chirpy in the mornings with my caffeine, popping away, and Sean's piercing, and then Sean's always like bright eyed, bushy tailed at night, whereas I'm like, no, bed's cooling.
You know what? It is. Sexy when you get into that, I'm gonna go to bed phase of life. You know, I like going to bed. I like taking baths. But you know, it really is wonderful when you have company.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially when they go first and they get the sheets nice and warm for you. You ain't got to do no work.
See, Sean, you need to be getting tips because he doesn't. Like, absolutely.
Have you got any tips, Murph?
Have I got any tips?
Right, guys.
I'm warming the bed.
Listen to me. Just get you some baby oil, heat it up, put it in some heating pads. No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean it like that. No,
We've got Jen talking about popping off, right? Which is one thing. And then we've got you talking about baby oil. So what are we doing? It's our own online freak off. What are we doing?
Well, you know, if you're going to freak off, and it's an exclusive group, the after party. You know, it's best to keep it hot.
Nice. I'll remember that. Well, thank you. Right. Good night, everyone. Thank you, Jen.
I love you, Jen.
I'll leave you with this.
Oh, my God.
Jen, read the email. Read the email.
I'll read the email.
Listen to me. They got.
Oh, there we go.
They got a triangle, and they still ain't found no banjo.
Hashtag where's the banjo?
Oh my goodness!
Oh my God! Where is the banjo?
Oh, that was fun.
That was really fun. I love those little moments just to show people that they're full of shit when they think that. People are separated or people are mad at each other. It's just like nobody's mad at anyone.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Coda
Lincoln salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free, Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.